Chapter 19. No Sameness. Schrödinger asks, what is matter? How are we to picture matter in our mind? Quantum events are in a constant state of change, never staying the same for an instant. Quantum entities are processes rather than things, just as the ring of light created by rapidly moving a flashlight in a circle is not really an object, but an appearance in the mind, an artifact of our perceptual system. We then mistake the appearance for the thing itself, as if relating to the shadow is primary instead of the thing casting the shadow. Another example is the phenomenon of a water wave, in which the up and down movement of the water particles makes us believe that a piece of water moves over the surface. In a water wave, the water particles do not move along the wave, but move up and down as the wave passes by. What is transported along the wave is the energy that caused, that is, initially disturbed it, not any material particle. Quantum theory has discovered, however, that when observed, each quantum event is a discrete happening, utterly unique and distinct from all other quantum events. The continuous, persistent endurance of things in nature is only apparent, the impression of continuity being due to the similarity of different entities succeeding one another with incredible rapidity in and over time. We perceive matter as solid simply because the oscillations occur so rapidly. There is no single unchanging entity that stays identical from one moment to the next. We have the impression of identity persisting over time simply because new, nearly identical entities keep appearing so as to create similar patterns. Quantum entities, however, have no thread of identity connecting one another between one moment and the next. Though appearing similar, they are not the same entity. Speaking of, for example, a man returning to his childhood home after many years, Schrödinger points out, indeed, the body he wore as a child has in the most literal sense gone with the wind. The actual material that makes up the entity has disappeared many times, and the pattern has been completely filled with new matter. Philip K. Dick expresses the same realization when he says, the reality which exists now cannot be the reality which existed a nanosecond ago, despite our memories. Dick is shedding light on the fact that our sense of continuity between moments is a function of our memory. In other words, when an object seems to resemble itself from moment to moment, this feeds into our past memory in such a way that we become convinced that it is the same object. The same is true for ourselves as well. Not only do we think that the universe we exist in now is the same universe that we inhabited a moment ago, but we don't notice that we are totally refreshed as well. The material world is composed of myriad elementary quantum events incessantly flashing in and out of existence, pulsating in and out of the underlying field of infinite potentiality every micro fraction of a second. Physicist Nick Herbert describes the quantum microscopic structure of an ordinary coffee cup as an assembly of events rather than of things. These events, called quanta, last only for an instant, then fade away. Imagine a trillion fireflies flashing in the space of your coffee cup. The cup is a never-still scintillating network of quantum events. It is full of dots, and the dots are constantly changing. The old-fashioned notion of the cup as made up of atoms is just one frozen frame of the microscopic light show. It is not the same coffee cup from moment to moment. Appearances to the contrary, the coffee cup, as well as the whole universe, is continuously reborn anew in each instant. These quantum entities are what you and I are made of, not to mention the rocks, the trees, and the stars. To again quote Schrödinger, we have been compelled to dismiss the idea that such a particle is an individual entity which in principle retains its sameness forever. On the contrary, we are now obliged to assert that the ultimate constituents of matter have no sameness at all. When you observe a particle of a certain type, say an electron, now and here, this is to be regarded in principle as an isolated event. Even if you do observe a similar particle a very short time later, at a spot very near to the first, and even if you have every reason to assume a causal connection between the first and second observation, there is no true, unambiguous meaning in the assertion that it is the same particle you have observed in the two cases. The circumstances may be such that they render it highly desirable and convenient to express oneself so, but it is only an abbreviation of speech. it is beyond doubt that the question of sameness of identity really and truly has no meaning. Quantum processes are not causally connected from one moment to the next. Their connection is acausal, atemporal, nonlinear, and synchronistic. In other words, what appears to be the same quantum entity traveling through space and time is actually a new and unique entity at each and every moment. To quote Hans-Peter Dürer, there are no objects which are temporally identical with themselves. In other words, there are no objects that over the course of time are identical with a previous version of themselves. Imagine a strip of lights timed to turn on and then off, one after another in just the right way so as to create the illusion of a continuous movement along the strip. In a magical display, the particle appears to move across space-time as it creates the illusion of continuity. Schrödinger writes, "Atoms, our modern atoms, the ultimate particles, must no longer be regarded as identifiable individuals. This is a stronger deviation from the original idea of an atom than anybody had ever contemplated. We must be prepared for anything." Attempting to describe and make sense of the situation that was revealing itself in the new physics, David Bohm came up with the idea of the implicate order, which, interestingly, he refers to as a new form of imagination. The implicate order is the higher dimensional substrate out of which our physical world emerges moment by moment. Enfolded in and unfolding out of the implicate order is the materialized universe, which, with each moment, unfolds back into the underlying implicate order only to be replaced by a newer version. To quote Bohm, the implicate order can be thought of as a ground beyond time, a totality out of which each moment is projected into the explicate order. For every moment that is projected out into the explicate, there would be another movement in which the moment would be interjected or introjected back into the implicate order. The universe is recurrently creating itself and being created anew out of this implicate, unmanifest, yet all-pervading multidimensional plenum of infinite potential. Because it is so counterintuitive, Schrödinger reiterates, it is better not to view a particle as a permanent entity, but as an instantaneous event. Sometimes these events link together to create the illusion of permanent entities. Physics tells us that matter is composed of more than 99.9999999% empty space. In Eddington's words, matter is mostly ghostly empty space. How do we wrap our mind around this? The new physics has discovered that matter is a pulsation of energy temporarily emerging out of a deeper substratum of boundless, unmanifest potential that creates the illusion of solid objects in three-dimensional space. This illusion is fabricated within our brain and nervous system in such a way that a physical world appears to be really there outside of us, when in fact its real basis is a neurologically generated standing wave holographic pattern that is witnessed by consciousness in such a way as to trick us into seeing it as a solid, external world of physical objects. Our physical world can be likened to clouds in the sky. Seen from the ground, clouds look like substantial objects. But if we enter the clouds while flying in an airplane, we discover that there is no hard and fast boundary around them. They simply dissolve into a fine mist. Quantum physics reveals that the same is true for our world, which appears substantial, and yet, at bottom, is just an endless series of unpredictable fluctuations whose ultimate existence is transitory and insubstantial. Wheeler invented the idea of quantum foam to point to this level of quantum reality where space-time churns itself into a lather, into a roiling chaos where the very notion of space and time cease to have meaning. It should also be noted that in our example, the clouds are an unmediated expression of the underlying sky. This is to say that the clouds and the sky are not two separate entities, but are indivisible. Form is emptiness, emptiness is form. In modern-day physics, the notion of matter has been refined into immaterial fields and forces. Matter can be thought of as a defunct idea, a non-concept. As philosopher of science Karl Popper once put it, in the new quantum universe, matter has transcended itself. In the quantum world, there is no such thing as matter, only matter-like entities, namely, entities that appear like matter, but aren't made of matter. Schrödinger writes, "Our conceptions of matter have turned out to be much less materialistic than they were in the second half of the 19th century. The world that quantum physics is disclosing is a magic mirror in that this lack of sameness, this lack of a continual thread of identity from one moment to the next, is true not just of elementary quantum entities, but of ourselves as well. This is to say that physics' quantum reflections can help us to get over and transcend ourselves. For if we live in a thoroughly quantum universe, what we are discovering about quantum entities is true about us. We ourselves are quantum entities as well. Embracing our quantum nature helps us to dispel the belief that we possess a continual solid thread of identity that exists over time, thereby liberating us into a much vaster, more open-ended, and unencumbered sense of self that is free to creatively redesign itself in each moment. This is such a staggering point that it bears repeating. The lack of any thread of identity of quantum entities from one moment to the next is reflecting back to us this same quality in ourselves. The discoveries of quantum physics are revelatory of the inner world, as though through our explorations into the outer world, nature is reflecting back to us our own quantum nature. Quantum physics has revealed that all seemingly solid, objectively existing forms that appear to have continuity over time, including our sense of self, are bereft of substantial intrinsic existence, and are merely our imaginary projection. The question naturally arises, who is the entity doing the projecting? This, indeed, is the question. As Schrödinger reminds us, discovering who we are is not just one of the tasks of science, but the only one that really counts. In any case, we are new, novel, completely refreshed each and every moment, recreated and recreating ourselves anew every nanosecond. We are being asked to simply recognize that this is the actual nature of our situation. This very recognition affects a liberating transformation simultaneously in our sense of reality and our sense of self. Quantum physics has gone beyond simply being about our ideas of physics and the so-called physical world, and is actually holding up a mirror to us, reflecting back our open-ended nature. We are thus invited to de-solidify ourselves, recognize ourselves anew, and discover our intrinsic freedom in the emptiness of what is being revealed. It should be noted that this discovery of quantum physics, this lack of sameness from one moment to the next, is not new, but has been expressed in various spiritually informed wisdom traditions over many centuries. In these traditions, the universe is seen as being created and passing away at each and every moment. At the instant of passing away, something like what has passed away immediately takes its place. Henry Corbin writes, "At every moment, the world puts on a new creation, which veils our consciousness because we do not perceive the incessant renewal." Corbin continues, "In the realm of the manifest, there is only a succession of likes from instant to instant. The cosmos is a recurrent and recurring creation, refreshing itself at each and every moment." To quote Zen master and scholar D.T. Suzuki, "My solemn proclamation is that a new universe is created every moment." According to Buddhism, the world is seen to be an indefinite series of flickering events, comparable to the flame of a butter lamp. These flashes of energy are constituted of a rapid succession of instantaneous events, like frames in a movie. From the Buddhist point of view, we are ever-changing conglomerates of processes that take form in self-organizing patterns. The problem comes in when we reify our idea of ourselves as truly existing in concrete form. We are then creating a seemingly problematic situation for and as ourselves from one that is not ultimately problematic. The idea of an underlying material substratum that exists from one moment to the next is a figment of our imagination. Nothing corresponds to it in reality. The very notion of the existence of a continuous identity is just a thought in our minds. Identity is in the mind of the beholder. Philip K. Dick also articulates this endlessly recurrent creation in his own unique way. He writes, "The universe is destroyed every day, actually every trillionth of the second, and recreated. Introduced as a totally new factor is an apperception of the flicker pulsation in which the system, reality, switches on and off, and on again. When it pulse phases to its off position, it ceases to exist. When it comes back to its on position, it is slightly different. Thus, in a certain real sense, it abolishes and then recreates itself at a very rapid rate, a sort of flicker. Each time it recreates itself, it is different, hence, in a real sense, new. Quantum physics, mystical Islam, Buddhism, Philip K. Dick, and many other spiritual wisdom traditions are all pointing at the same lack of sameness of our universe from one moment to the next. Every moment, our universe is completely refreshed anew. As Schrödinger reminds us, we must be prepared for anything.